Let's go to God for prayer. Father, we're here to glorify you and honor you. We present the word to you. We ask that you would pierce our hearts, that we would just bring glory and honor as we study and read and rock our world for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I never dreamed they were doing so much, and you mean I can be a part of it too? As we've all have seen last several years now, all the earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes going on around this local America and international, and all the people who were hurt and needing help. The Southern Baptist Church Convention stepped up and helped. And this is how God wants to use our gifts and our talents and money, our tithe and offerings along with it. The Bible assures us that God is our helper. Psalmist wrote, "But you, God, you see the trouble of the affliction. You consider the grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless." Psalms 10:14. David wrote, "Surely God is my helper. The Lord is the one who sustains me." Psalms 54:4. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians 4:13. Every time we drop a dollar in the offering plate at the church, the Southern Baptist program will help someone hear the story of Jesus in some really amazing way. The portion of our dollar empowers the fulfillment of the Great Commission in Florida, the nation, and the world. Our gifts are mobilized a mission force to more than 10,000 people serving throughout the nation, places that are at the heart of the gospel. In a very real sense, our dollar carries out every very last sermon for Jesus gave his disciple when he said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all the Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth." Acts 1:4, 1:8. When we give our gifts and talents and money, as you heard, the Southern Baptist takes it, and they help 65 groups of ministry staff who are involved in equipping and training individual churches leaders. But they did more than equip and change. They personally make 5,694 gospel presentations, resulting to 2,230 professional faith. Our gifts, our money, the church has seen 37,137 people follow Jesus in the water of baptism this past year just in Florida alone. Our gifts play an important role fulfilling the Great Commission. Naturally, the question many people ask is, how solid is the work that is being accomplished? The answer, our gifts play a role in helping to start 112 new churches in Florida alone. How did this come to be? Our dollars that the Florida Baptist Convention has trained 140 church planted in basic church with techniques. Our gifts allow us to show partners with our gifts that we give to the Florida Baptist Convention helps train support 773 language that speaks 20 different languages to the congregation to reach out Florida 5 million ethnic population. Also, it helps us to impact Compassion House Ministry and helping out on people here in our own town. What we are about to read is what happens in August of last year. These figures multiplied by 12, we were giving a responsible good picture of how God is using our Compassion House Ministry, our gifts, and the impact lives for Jesus. August of 2011, 22 tons of food were given away. 918 households received the food. 1,836 people received spiritual counseling and clothing. 85 people prayed to invite Jesus to become Lord and Savior. Many people feel as though they are making a life journey along and experience a natural disaster that literally shares their lives. Sadly, some do not feel this way, but they also are actually mostly alone. But this is not God's idea plan for the lives of ours. As Jesus of the Good Samaritan reminded us, God's will and calling our neighbors are those who are desperately need our help. Natural disasters prove an opportunity, a powerful demonstration God loves in mercy and compassion. God wants us to link our lives with others so we can and accomplish more together than we can ever imagine. We do this generously, giving our time, our talent, and our treasure. And as Buddy said a couple months ago, we've all been given gifts and talent. And, you know, some of us think we're too old or our lives are all messed up. I'm going to tell you, that's not true. And I'm one of them. God continues to show me every day what talent that He has given me, and He wants me to use it for His glory and His honor. Because the day is coming when one day we're all going to die and come in front of God's throne. And I want God, not just for me, but everybody in this room, to stand in front of God and say, God, let me tell you what I did with your son. I rocked this world for you. Instead of God telling me, you didn't do anything. You wasted my son. You wasted my talent, my gift. That is my prayer for y'all and for myself. And when we do it for the right motive, not so much how it makes me look good or makes faith writers look good, but how we do it for God and He looks in our heart, how awesome it would be when we go to heaven and we're standing in front of our Father and our Father is talking to us and He said, you know, that money, that gift, that talent you gave, let me show you what I did with it. Let me show you how I just, you know, you talk about investments. Everybody knows about the economy and it's all going crazy. Gas is going up, you know, and some of us are getting close to retirement. You know, we want to make sure our life is taken care of. You can't go wrong when you invest in God's family. God says, my stock goes higher. It will not decrease. He said, this world is going to pass away. Everything that's in this world is going to pass away. But He says, my treasures last for eternity. And then God will show us, and then somebody, who knows, somebody could walk up to us as we're hanging out in heaven, walk up to us and say, because you gave, or you told me about Jesus, I'm here. because you were sensitive to the Holy Spirit, God multiply that and just pierce my heart with it. So I would encourage you, no matter what's going on in your life, and I know life can be stressful. We all got things going on, our family, grandchildren. It only takes one time just to smile or give or whatever God puts on your heart. As I like to say in my own personal life, I get these little tugs in my heart, you know, and I'm learning to respond. And we have 4,880 Southern Baptist missionaries sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in 153 nations around the world as members of our international membership boards. Our missionaries are ministering among 7,600 different groups of people throughout the world. Last year, they reported close to 400,000 people who were baptized alone. Last year, the International Missions Board planted 29,237 churches throughout the world. Overseas church membership in 2010 totaled $3.1 million. What an amazement. Harvest souls throughout the years. Which continues to reinforce what we're just talking about. Because God reassures us through His Word. You don't need to call your CEO, your stockbroker, or pick up the newspapers and stuff like that, see how your stocks and bonds and everything is going. God says, I want a heart that's willing. And let me show you how I can multiply and invest it. And it's amazing. When I was growing up with my grandpa, he was very old school. And, you know, he was just a hardworking man. But I was just so amazed with my grandpa how he would use, you know, with his money, how he invested and used it to the max and got so much stuff with his money and buying materials for the yards and everything. Like, it just amazed me because in a worldly point of view, he knew how to use it. So if you can imagine what God can do, who sees all things, but God takes not just in America, but the whole world. And he says, watch me. Watch what I can do with just your little bit of money, talents, and gifts. All I want is a willing heart that will rock for me. Also, local, the Florida Baptist Children's Home. Our gifts have also helped touch lives of 9,544 children and families throughout the Florida Baptist Children's Home, local and state Florida and Florida-wise. 7,396 million was received, sorry about the numbers, by the Florida Baptist Children to use in a relief effort. 200 FBC volunteers were deployed to Haiti to help disaster relief effort. 1,800 Southern Baptist volunteers were deployed across America in only 8 months. On a personal note, the Florida Baptist Children's Home, that's where my mom was when she was like a preteen. For about six months to a year. And I'm sure if she was able to speak to me now, if I was talking to her about this, she would tell me how she was taken care of, because she was what they call from the wrong side of the tracks. You know, she was a poor girl, and yet they fed her, gave her clothes. And I'm sure, I have no doubt in my mind, she would tell me she heard the gospel. And it goes back to what we were saying in the beginning. It was investments. People took the time and gave. And they think, you know, who's this going to help? It helped more than you think. When Israel finally got the New Testament of the Bible on givings and stuff like that, they didn't want to help the Gentiles. They wanted to keep it to themselves. And, you know, and God had, you know, had given them this. And God had to deal with them and say, no, you're to give it to the Gentiles and the rest of the world. And, you know, and it was just like, and I'm sure there was some fear with them. And this morning when I was listening to Dr. David Jeremiah, which the man just absolutely rocks my world, especially at 4 o'clock in the morning. He was talking about when they, in the Old Testament, Joshua, when God had told them, he picked out 12 guys, and he says, now listen, this city over here, dude, that's y'all's. He said, you go take it. Well, when they went over there, and they saw what they saw, and they came back to report, 10 said, no way. We can't do it. There ain't no way, dude. There is no way we can do it. But Joshua and his sidekick said, not only can we take it, but we can rock it. And the point is, though, the 10 were looking at themselves and the investments they had put in themselves. So when they saw these guys, they said, you know, these guys are too big for us. You know, they're big, their muscles like Buddy and some of you other guys who stay fit and trim. You know, there's just no way. But Joshua, and I can't remember his partner right now. Okay. Yeah. You know what they said? They said, you know what? We invested in God. God said he's more powerful than them. God said, you put your investment, your trust in me, and watch what I do. He said, I'll wipe them out using you. And you know what? Them 10 guys didn't see their investment, because their investment went down because they invested in themselves. And Joshua invested in God, and God multiplied with their gifts and their strength and, you know, fears. He made them guys look like a bunch of girly men, you know? It's just a habit, looking at my watch. Many people feel as though they are making a life journey alone and experiencing natural disaster and literally shreds their lives. Sadly, some not only feel this way, but they also actually But they also are actually mostly alone. But this is not God's idea plan for their lives or ours. As Jesus of the Good Samaritan... Wait a minute, I think I already read that. I'm sorry. We may be thought as the Bible Belt, but many people, but in reality, over 7 out of 10 people in Florida do not have a personal saving relationship with Jesus. They truly believe they can get to heaven on the basis of their church membership. Their good works are simply because they do not believe in God or ever send them to hell, anyone to hell. Of course, we know this is not the teaching of God's word. People who have never embraced Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior will be lost forever. We cannot idle stand by and allow this to happen without us saying a word. We need to tell people about Jesus. The generous gift of God's people help made this possible this past year. The money we are given helps train people to equip Florida Baptist children in innovation as well as tried and true strategies that reach 77% of the people, of spiritually lost people in our state. As I was studying that, I had a flashback when I went to college quite a few years ago, semester. My professor, I was studying criminal law, and he was telling us, there's two worlds. He said, there's the justice system, your judges, the lawyers, etc. And he said, there's the real world. And what he meant by that there were the police officers, the people who were working the streets, who were dealing with the people all the time, where the crime was. As I like to say, here's where reality is. And he was comparing that the make-believe world, they don't know what's going on in the real world. They just get the papers and say, here's what happens, but they don't know what the officers and other people endure. But what God is saying here, and what Southern Baptist is saying here, we have two worlds. As I was saying earlier, we have this world that we see every day. We work in, you know, we encounter people as we go to work in a hustle and bustle life. They think this is the real world. They think, you know, hey, I'm just doing my own thing. And, you know, once I die, that's it. I got nothing else to lose, so I'm going to ride the gusto, baby. You know? And I had this atheist friend of mine, and I've been talking to him about you, Dr. Dave, but he's too scared to take me up on my challenge, and I tell him. He keeps telling me, you know, hey, dude, you know, that's what I'm going to do. This guy's thing is just, it's not real. And I keep telling him, I said, dude, you're in a make-believe world. I said, the real world is after this, when we appear in front of God's throne. And, you know, and God continues to use me to drop little seeds in him, you know, because he'll test me and he'll try to irritate me. You know, to what I really believe in. And I told him, I said, you know, dude, I just want to smack you, you know? And, yeah, you know? And the thing I keep coming to is this to him. I said, you know, dude, I said, you know, you talk all this smack to me. And you're telling me, you know, hey, this is this. And sometimes we get into some pretty deep conversation. And I said, you know, you're just doing this and doing that. I said, but let me ask you a question. I said, what if I'm right? What, just by some chance, what if I'm really right? And when I talk about this Jesus thing, you know, what if I'm really, truly right? And he says, but what if you're wrong? I said, well, I lost nothing. I said, but then I kept coming back to him because sometimes he'll avoid my question. I said, now, you need to answer my question because you're really starting to irritate me. And he gives me this little smirk and stuff like that. He said, well, I have time. I said, no, you don't. Because Jesus said in his word, once you're dead, that's it. And getting back to our foundation, when we're out here hustling and bustling, you know, and we think, you know, it just doesn't matter, it does matter. You know, you need to take the time to invest because there are people, like I said, this is the real world to them. But this is not the real world. Heaven, where God is, and hell is the real world, and it's eternity. You know? And I don't know about y'all, I want everybody there. Even people who I irritate. You know? Yeah. Yeah. You know? I mean, I want them to come up and say, you know, Gino, you irritated me a few times, but I'm glad you did. I'm glad you irritated me. I'm glad you rocked my world. I'm glad you were sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And not just local, but, you know, international, you know, because, you know, and we want, and that's what we want as Southern Baptists. But, you know, we got to get away from the title names and just focus in on God, you know, and getting people, you know, saved and baptized. Because that's what really, truly counts and what we believe in, you know? Because I remember growing up, my grandma, you know, we would have these conversations, and I just, you know, like most teenagers would, their grandson, you know, their grandma, I just rolled my eyes and said, whatever. But she kept telling me, when the Father calls us home, he's not looking for Baptists, Methodists, Assemblies of God, faith riders. He says, I want my children. Come home. I'm not afraid to die. And I, 3-4 years ago, I couldn't say that. But I don't want to die today. Because I truly believe that God still has some people for me to irritate, okay, and to rock their world. And one of them, in particular, is my dad, alias, I call him, my brothers and I, we call him the captain sometimes, because when he retired, he was a street captain. And I don't know who irritates more, if he irritates me more or if I irritate him more. Now, this past Friday, we got, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful, bad way. It's because he's so hard-headed, so stubborn, and set in his ways, you know. And I come with him, you know, and I look at life a little different, a little more venturing, and he's more, you know. Yeah, you know, this is the way I've always done it, and it's always worked for me. And I just say, Captain, you need to get out of the box. You know, and you know. But God keeps tugging at my heart with him. And, you know, and other family members. You know, I got a brother in a couple more weeks. Hopefully he's going to come visit here and... So I'm really excited about that too. So even if you irritate people of the world, they still want to know what you believe. They really do. Don't let them, like my atheist, because I keep joking with him sometimes, and sometimes I'm serious. I said, dude, you might as well accept it. God's going to rock your world, and you're coming to my team. Okay? Because I've invested in God, and God says it ain't happening. your investment's not going to go down, Gene. Even though he tries to talk smack and patronize me sometimes, I know he's interested. But he's testing me. Do you really believe in this, Jesus? Do you really truly believe in what you're saying and what you're investing in? Now, he doesn't say that, but, you know, I just put it how I feel like he's saying it to me. And I tell him yes. And every time he has a question or something goes on, he comes to me. And when I invite him to our faith rider, when we were in North Lakeland, at second gear, I invited him. Now, used to, he didn't want to hear nothing from me. I mean, he just would say some words, and that's when I would get in my flesh sometimes and threaten to kick his butt, you know. And I don't mean that in a bad way, you know, because we both had a sense of humor. You know, he knew me, and I knew his personality because as most of y'all know, he was a jarhead, you know. So I had to talk a little rough for him, just like I have to do to my dad sometimes because he's so thick-headed, you know. And so he would come ask me questions and say, hey, what about this and this? And I invited him to second gear. He came up to me last week and said, I'm going to be there. I said, dude, what's your problem? I said, you missed it. It was the week before. And he was like, oh, I was going to come by and just irritate you Christians. I said, dude, you ain't going to irritate us. You know, we're going to irritate you. Okay? But we're going to do it in a loving way. But not getting too off track, but and kind of wrapping all this up. God wants to use our gifts, our tithes, our offerings for God's glory. And you know what? It ain't going to look good sometimes. Let's be real. You're going to think I'm wasting my time. You're going to sit there and talk to God and say, God, you know, it ain't working. But God says, I'm doing things behind the scene that you don't know anything about. You just keep planting seeds. You know, don't you worry about the harvest. I'll bring you a part of that if I need you. You just, when you get that little tug at your heart, you respond. You respond, and I'll take care of that. With a very humble attitude, I did not stand up here to impress anybody or even to impress God. I truly believe what I just talked about and what I read. Every chance I get, I give for God's kingdom. If it's at work or out and about. And sometimes I really truly believe I get more of a high than they do. And I know they don't understand it when I, you know, somebody needs something to eat or, you know, when I'm out here. Like yesterday, I was in Walmart, I call it South Lakeland, but it was Mulberry. And, yeah. They, you know, I saw this motorcycle, you know, as I was walking up, we were walking up to the store and everything, and I said, well, you know, I said, I'll just leave him a card. I didn't send nobody around. About that time, I walk in, and there was this couple, and I spotted them just like that. I knew what they were, you know, they were the ones that were riding the motorcycle. So I had to go do something. I came back, and And it was so cool. He picked up the card. And it was just like God wanted to show me something, because I've done that a lot of times. You know, see, I'd be out and about at Lowe's or Home Depot, out in my own little world, and I would see a motorcycle, and sometimes I wouldn't see them, but I'd slip a card on. But I never saw anybody, really, because I just said, saw you. But I got, you know, I kind of got a little discouraged. Yeah, God, I've been giving all these cards out and talking to people about you. But God reminded me, it's not about you. I use you. I'll do the harvesting. I will do what I need. But what God wanted to show me yesterday, though, you're not wasting your time. He picked up that card and he read it. And when I saw that, I said, thank you, God. The seed was planted. Now, I know with this group of people here, because I used to be one of them sitting in this chair, and I know it. As we come to an end, well, let me phrase this. After my study and everything like that, I felt this little tug in my heart to do this. I used to be sitting in these chairs, and I was very convinced that I was going to heaven. Until 4 years ago, God said, that ain't happening. I just want to make sure if there's anybody in this crowd to know that they know that they know. Because now I can honestly sit here and tell you, I know that I know that I know. When God calls us home, I'm there, baby. I am there. And I want to offer that opportunity to anybody here to nail it down for good. Because like I said, I've been there. I've been sitting in them chairs and say, I know I'm going to heaven. But I wasn't. And I want to give you that opportunity right now to lock in your investment. Right now. So as we end it with prayer, by close your eyes. If you have not assured your salvation once and for all, as we pray, either look for me, Dr. Dave, Buddy, or Danny, come up to us, and let's seal it once and for all. Let's go to God for prayer. Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you. You are the lover of our souls. You're the strong tower that you are. You are the rock. And your investment will not decrease, it will increase. I ask you now, if there's anybody in this crowd that wants to nail it down once and for all and know that they're going home for Jesus, may they look out for Danny or Dr. Dave or Buddy or myself or MD and say, I want to lock it in once and for all. As we go through our day, may we invest in your kingdom once again, God, and little things to big things, just plant seeds where we go. We ask you now that the pastor would just pierce our hearts with the word of your words. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.